Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. State and territory leaders, federal health officials, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison are due to meet for National Cabinet today. Leaders will discuss new COVID-19 cases in Western Australia and Victoria, economic recovery, vaccine rollout, seasonal workers, border restrictions, and limits on international arrivals. But the future of Australia's quarantine system for overseas arrivals is expected to dominate talks. Some leaders want quarantine facilities in regional areas to prevent COVID-19 outbreaks in major cities. Western Australian authorities have announced post-lockdown restrictions for the Perth and Peel regions. A 5-day lockdown will be lifted in the Perth, Peel, and South West regions tonight if no further local cases of COVID-19 are identified. Some rules will continue to apply in the Perth and Peel regions until the 14th of February. These rules include the mandatory wearing of masks in all public settings, except when strenuously exercising outdoors, and limits on the number of people who can gather in homes and venues. Premier Mark McGowan says he's sorry for any stress or inconvenience caused by the lockdown.
But we're asking everyone to play their role and help keep our state safe. We all have a responsibility to do the right thing here. This has been an extremely disruptive week, and I expect the next 24 hours and the following week will still be challenging for many people.
Myanmar's military leader says the military will maintain control of the country for a further 6 months after a year of state of emergency. It comes as 70 politicians defied the new military government by organising a symbolic meeting of parliament. Access to Facebook has been blocked in the country after the detention of democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior political figures. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has spoken to United States President Joe Biden in his first phone conversation since the inauguration last month. Mr. Morrison says the Myanmar military coup was a topic of discussion. So too relations with China, the coronavirus pandemic, and climate change.
In terms of our relations between Australia and the United States, there's nothing to fix there, only things to build on. And we intend to do just that.
The head of the Tokyo Olympic Organising Committee has refused to resign over offensive comments he made about women. Yoshiro Mori is staying on as committee president, but has apologised for saying women on boards talk too much. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.